Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved. Oh, I'm bad.
Amazing why. He's business's bad boy.
You're bad, and I like it.
Yep, he's one bad apple.
That's right, we're bad. That's right.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you, as always, especially when I get a chance to reintroduce you to a great member of our Brain Trust, Dave Anderson. Is the president of Dave Anderson's Learning to Lead. He's the author of so many books, I have to have a wheelbarrow to bring them to the studio, including If You Don't Make Waves, You'll Drown. I love that book. And then, of course, his new one is called How to Run Your Business by the Book. And he's a world traveler. He puts his money where his mouth is. He's a true entrepreneur, ladies and gentlemen, on many levels. And our good friend Dave Anderson, welcome back.
Oh, Jim, thanks. Great to be back with you.
Always a pleasure to have you back. Hey, Dave, you're in the middle of something that I know you're going to give a speech coming up in the Columbus area, Columbus, Ohio, soon, on how to get the right people on board and build a culture of sustaining those relationships. Talk to us a little bit about your philosophy about this, please.
You know, I'm headed up to Columbus tonight, in fact, taking a red-eye up there to talk at a provision conference. A bunch of entrepreneurs are coming in. We're going to be talking about, you know, their business cultures, and some people are doing pretty well right now, but how you protect it against some of society's influences, because society's influences will come over and corrupt your business culture if you don't protect it from the inside out. And I'm also going to be talking to them about some pitfalls of successful people, things that get you off track, and how to overcome those temptations or some common temptations that get in our way, and all of a sudden we're not playing to win anymore, we're playing not to lose. And
talk to us about this. Talk to us about this business versus societal culture. Tell us about that little tete-a-tete.
We know, Jim, every business has a culture. You can't not have a culture, and you know it's your foundation.
You either have one by intention or by default.
Absolutely, and that's my whole point of this talk, that you bring that up. If you don't shape it in your image from the inside out with your values, your expectations, right, your mission, you know, the right people, then society's forces, because trends in business always follow trends in society. So there are things going on in society right now, mindsets, values, trends, are going to come over and shape it for you. Either way, it's going to be shaped. What a lot of leaders don't understand is if they don't take the upper hand and shape it in their image, society is going to shape it according to its.
There are no vacuums.
Right now,
there are no vacuums, are
no.
there? Everything gets,
no, there are.
Everything gets occupied.
Well, it does. And the problem is, right now, society's thinking and mindset isn't very conducive to successful people. There are some forces at work.
All you got to do is watch television enough to know that.
Well, absolutely. And
When's the last time you saw a new television program with a moral?
Oh my goodness! Well, that's one of the things that we're going to talk about. I'm going to name some cultural currents that come over and shape it. And one of those things is called what I call a normalized immorality.
Yeah.
That you see, there are things going on TV, in movies, on, you know, that you never, our parents would have bet their pension they would have never seen that
right,
sort of thing.
Right.
You know, that you can see on the internet. I mean, come on, there are adultery websites now where you can get hooked up with people.
What about just primetime television? You can't, if you've got a 9 and 12 year old, if you've got children 9 and 12 years old, let's just say, for an example, you can't watch primetime television on the networks with them Monday through Friday.
You absolutely can't. And you see, there's this hyper-tolerance in society right now, where anything goes. You're seeing acts legitimized by legislatures and courts that we never thought would happen, sanitizing sin and so forth. So you say, well, what's that got to do with my business? Well, listen, if you don't have some rules, if you don't have some values, if you don't have some expectations from the inside, what happens in your business when everybody starts doing what's right in their own eyes?
Here's the thing. You have a right. It is your business. You have a right to impose the way you think the business culture should be. It's your business. You have a right to do that. And if people want to think you're a fuddy-duddy or behind the curve or whatever, however people want to think about you're a stick in the mud, whatever, and maybe that's not for me to say. It's just that you have a right to do that. And if you don't define it, somebody will.
And isn't it a shame that just being moral and doing what's right has become antiquated and old-fashioned in today's society in a lot of people's minds? And not only do you have a right to do it, you have an obligation.
Thank you, Dave. You're exactly right, folks. You do have an obligation. If you know what's right and what's wrong, and you don't deal with that, then you're missing your responsibility. 22 or more of this to come after these messages with our good friend, Dave Anderson.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.